The future of 5G in the USA, how far along are we exactly? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Earlier this week, there was a brief kerfuffle over whether the U.S. government should pay to build a whole 5G infrastructure so that China doesn't beat us to next-generation wireless networking. The chairman of the FCC had to come out and say that no, we would not nationalize 5G, but it seemed like a good time to look at whether we are in danger of being left behind. Sandeep Rangan is director of the research center NYU Wireless. I asked him first what's so exciting about 5G.
You could imagine a fairly revolutionary change in the way we communicate. Most of our communication now is email or, voice. But if you had the right bandwidth combined with the right headgears and virtual reality technology, you could imagine people interacting in very different and much more rich ways.
So you're saying if we had enough bandwidth, we would just stream our avatars to each other using our mobile devices.
Yeah, there's all sorts of crazy things that people are developing today where, you could have place on virtual reality goggles and then place both you and the person you're communicating to could go into a virtual space and your avatars would be communicating. And, depending on how much sensory equipment you have, you could have a much richer, almost feeling of being right there with them. I mean, I mentioned to people, anybody who's been in a business meeting on the phone, just how disappointing that conversation is. People spend a lot of money on travel just for that one-on-one experience because we've just not been able to reproduce that. We could see a really big improvement.
Yeah, and it does seem like, so far at least, there's been a lot of talk about these networks and not a ton of build-out. We're certainly not seeing billion-dollar line items in Verizon or Comcast's, publicly available 2019 budgets. What is that business case? And do you think it's likely to appear?
If you look at the history of any of these generations of technology, they go through a long period of development in labs. And this has actually gone quite quickly in that period. And we're going into the period now of trials. For example, both Verizon and AT&T are having fairly extensive trials. Think realistic time frame that, we would be thinking about is probably devices in consumers' hands in the 2020 time frame and around that period.
I feel like we just keep getting promised more bandwidth, though. And, and now we have bandwidth caps at home and there's, data caps here and there and sort of pseudo unlimited. And is the technology so good that it can overcome the kind of basic physical infrastructure problems that, are still creating last mile issues and data transfer issues?
In cases, 5G would allow higher bandwidth. The issue is the question of it's really how uniform you'll be able to get that bandwidth experience.
So you need a greater antenna density than, say, 4G?
Probably. And there's other logistic issues about that in terms of acquiring sites.
And is there also just like people don't want more antennas in their neighborhood, that kind of thing? I mean, I still see things pop up on Nextdoor. Nobody wants a cell tower. I mean, we're still having to have those conversations.
Yeah, definitely. So the cell density is a big issue for all the components of 5G. Cell density just means basically the number of cell towers per area. And the political and real estate acquisition issues are definitely one issue about that. It's also a lot of the other fundamental infrastructure that goes behind the cellular network is harder to deploy in the United States because it's a, much more sparsely populated country. And if you compare it to, say, Korea or something like that.
That was Sandeep Rangan of the research center NYU Wireless. Now, that organization works with the industry to research and advance 5G tech. So it's no surprise he's optimistic about a speedy rollout. But it's also worth thinking more about the cell density question. Local governments and citizens groups often object to cell towers going up in neighborhoods because they're ugly or because of fears about health concerns, although no studies have ever proven cell towers to be harmful to your health. Still, if 5G requires cell towers on every street corner, I would expect a fight. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.